indicate that our meeting shouldn't be too long. It's two sets of minutes, and then the finalization of the program that we presented last week, hopefully to be adopted. Is there any other business that members would want to put onto the agenda? If not, can we take these minutes as agreed? Thank you very much. I think it's important that maybe we just start by indicating that certainly, I thought the debate and our participation was constructive and very good. We don't have to agree. We don't have to agree, but we have to contribute constructively, which I think we did. I haven't had feedback from anybody else because I left immediately afterwards. But my own personal view is that I think we certainly contributed constructively to that meeting, and for that I want to say thank you to everybody.
I want to completely agree with you that I think I sometimes also just worry about our own oversight role, as you know, when you raise issues that are pertinent to what I think we have found in prisons. I think perhaps we must take our overall, but I don't think we actually disagreed from the committee. I think we all concurred. We raised issues that is of concern to us. So every year you have a department that comes before you with a very beautiful kind of, we're going to do this, do that, next year, you understand, for 10 years I've heard that story. So I'm just making that point. I don't think we disagree. I think perhaps some of us said it much stronger, and I think there was a need to say it stronger from my point. So no, thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, let's get down to the business then. We have minutes of the 10th, a very long set of minutes that we postponed because of the pressures we had last week. Have members got minutes of the 10th before them? We have a few copies of these members that don't have minutes of the 10th, but if we all have them, we do. Thank you very much. That was at venue E540. Can we check if there are any amendment to page, we have a mark up, to page 1. Any amendment to page 2? Correction? Page 3? Page 8 and 2 lines on page 9. No changes. I don't think there are any matters arising from this because this was really adopting our plan of action. Can we then have an indication of acceptance of these minutes as accurate? Ms. Bly and Mr. Fitz and the House. Thank you so much. Then we move on to a shorter set of minutes of the 10th. Or beg your pardon, of the 21st. Okay. V226. We all have those sets of minutes before us. We do. Page 1, any amendments? page 2. Any amendments? Page 3, any amendments? No amendments. Can we then accept the minutes as being an accurate reflection? Thank you. Having accepted that, matters arising, I've picked up one on page 2. They will start from the beginning. Are there any? There can't be. Any matters arising on page 1? I don't think so. Page 2, matters arising that I picked up, and members can add if they picked up any. We'd ask the committee secretary to finalize our day, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know, Cindy, if you have, middle of page 2, if you have any report on that.
Since we don't have the shape, house shapers, and haven't decided where the committees are going to have specific slots yet, so in the meantime, until he decides, if he decides, committees have to apply for any day that they want to be, from Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. So we can still change it to Tuesday, but I kept it to the one day a week within the people who prefer to.
All right, and
it was
Wednesday. The one day that is.
Okay.
So, on the basis of our discussion, we have stuck to one day and we've made it Wednesday. In our proposed program, we'll get to that now. Are we happy with the fact that we haven't had finality yet, and until then we will stick to Wednesday and case told unless told otherwise. Is that acceptable to the meeting? Any other matters arising on page 2? I didn't pick up any myself. Page 3, any matters arising that members want to raise? I didn't pick up any myself. That then should conclude with the minutes. Process have been adopted. Agreed to. Matters arising have been started. Can we go on then, members, to the program that we have before us? It's the 2 pages. Members, have a 2 pages before them?
Yes.
Dr. Diale, you got your program?
Yes.
We have them before. Everybody has.
Just one.
Yes. Next week, briefing by NCCS and JICS. We were not sure if it might be too short notice. I think we can do it on Wednesday, but let's have an indication from the meeting. Are you happy with us having a briefing on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Thank you. I'm not going to go through all of the members can just comment. Safe to say that that you'd note that we changed the 2-day proposed workshop to a 1-day workshop at the Correctional Center next to Parliament. I think you have agreed on that. No. We are interacting with the department in terms of a venue, but the principle that it's a 1-day workshop off-site in Cape Town. Any comments on that page?
On the page as a whole?
Yeah, I'm just saying as we go. Oh, yeah, on anything, let us talk to it and see if there are any corrections, any suggestions. Mr. Zell?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I'm just concerned at the proposed oversight visit and the length of time that is set aside for that. I mean, just for example, Polesmore on Wednesday, the 5th of August, as proposed. I mean, Polesmore has 5 facilities, and if you do justice to even one of them, it's going to take longer than the 3 hours that is proposed. So what I'd like to suggest is if we do decide to go on an oversight visit, that we decide to do it properly. And if we have limited time, then we must decide that there's one facility that we're going to spend 3 hours on, or one aspect that we're going to spend 3 hours on, like health facilities or nutritional facilities or educational facilities or something, rather than trying to do a superficial visit of all 5 in the space of 3 hours, because then I think you'd run into the sort of difficulties that Mr. Fritz was talking about, where you know, you just get given an account by the department, and you're not able to drill down to actually get to the fundamental issues that affect that facility. Now, I don't know whether Parliament will be in plenary at that time, so it does seem to me that, you know, one can really do a full day, and if one does a full day, then I think one can start getting the sort of specificity that we need in a proper oversight system.
Mr. Ndaka, you want to speak on that point?
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to align myself with a honorable self, because this time it's too short. I was going to propose, what if we take 10 to 4? Thank you.
There are proposals that we have a whole day session, and that will apply then to all our oversight visits. Agreed to? So that will deal with the 5th, the 6th, and the 12th. 19th briefing, 3 hours, happiness. Thank you. And, so the rest of those are, so it's just oversight visits that we are saying, let's have a reasonable time.
Yeah.
All right, are there any other comments, then we will change that. I don't think it's a problem. I just want to talk to Wednesday the 26th and ask your permission for us to include the Auditor General. I'm sure we could ask the Auditor General to send somebody so that when we have this interaction, the Auditor General team gives us their view, the department gives us their view. We would have done our own reading. And take it from there. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, we will write to the Auditor General and ask him to send somebody to navigate some of these things with us. And then the next page takes us to the end of that constituency period. So for that constituency period from the 13th of July to the, right? Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
From the 4th of August to the 23rd of September.
Yeah, can I just?
Yes, sir.
Just again, what concerns me on the 16th and 23rd of September, when I look at what the department has to report on in terms of their proposed agenda, on both days, the subject matter is relatively complex, and I worry that we're going to get the degree of depth and specificity that will allow us to make informed decisions. I mean, just the PPPs alone, I would argue, require a whole three-hour session. So that if we, you know, are going to be getting a briefing on remand centres and new and existing prisons and PPP, I worry that it's going to be a superficial briefing, that we're not going to have the time to interrogate it properly. And while I know that there's only limited hours in the day, I do think that there would be value in spreading these subjects out so to allow us to get the right amount of detail and to allow us to interrogate it properly.
Make a proposal on both days, which is prioritized, so that members can then talk to them. If you could discuss.
All right.
On the 16th, and I mean, the subject on the 16th and the 23rd, then members can at least talk to them.
Yeah. Look, if I would make a suggestion, I would say.
Sorry,
16th and 23rd of September, top of page 2 of the program. You got it. All right. What I'd like to suggest is that if we have a status report on overcrowding, then we leave it as overcrowding full stop. We don't prompt the department about what it's going to do. So from that point of view, I think it's fine, because then we can lead the discussion in whatever start giving them specific things to report on, they're going to fill up the time by reporting on those things. Whereas if we say concentrate on overcrowding, then we can intervene when and where we are. And then I would suggest on the 23rd of September we simply confine ourselves to the new prison building program. And then we can interrogate both Kimberley and the funding model of the PPPs in view of the minister saying that she wants to, you know, look at this thing again and confine ourselves to entirely the new prison building program.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Do you have comments on those two? That we become more specific, Mr. Fisher?
Yes, here. In front of you on the panel, sir. No,
it says microphone.
Okay. Put it down towards your face. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. In fact, now, what happened is that if we are dealing with overcrowding, it's much better to get a general approach of what overcrowding is right to the country, the prison of South Africa, not necessarily a specific prison, because it affects many prisons in South Africa, especially overcrowding. So they must come up with information how do they look at overcrowding, which prisons are overcrowded, what are the problems. Then we are able to discuss now at length there. That is that point. Now, on the question of the DT, I would have liked better still to get a report from the people who are working there, those who are controlling the DT, rather than getting from people. It's better. They are more informed about what is happening here. I think that would be a much better report from them, even if we have to visit them. Yeah. I think that's the point I want to make.
Thank you, sir. Any other comments on those two dates specifically? There seems to be happiness that on the 26th we will have overcrowding as what the rubbing upon on the 16th. And then the second one, there's a proposed, well, we were going to call the department, but there's a suggestion that it would be better to call the management. Is it a problem for us to call the department and management together?
Yeah.
So that we get both views. That wouldn't be a problem, would it? Thank you. So we will concentrate on the PPPs across the board. When I say PPPs, everything about PPPs, the department will give us their views, management will give us their views, and we will formulate our own position from that. Well, that then concludes that term. Can we then go to the term from the 17th of October to the 19th of November? Are there any comments?
The 7th of October, yes.
Can I ask a
question? Yes.
CR, what's given in the
annual report.
Oh, okay. Annual report. Wednesday, the 11th of November, I think it's a very important session that we are proposing to do there. Exactly what to who in education, who in justice, who in social development are we talking about? Because, again, it's such a complex problem that I fear that, you know, if we're only devoting 3 hours to it, we're not going to get to the heart of what the problem is. I'm just putting out a red flag there.
There's a point. I would imagine we would have sent it to the minister and the DG, and they would have sent the individuals. I'm sure our letter would be able to highlight what it is that we want to see. But the time factor, we've stuck to 10 o'clock because people have indicated that we prefer 10 to 9. 11th of November, I'm sure there will be house sittings. But on a Wednesday, we normally meet at 3 o'clock. If we take the previous experience. So I don't know. I mean, the only thing we can do is to stretch it out until and have it up to about 2 o'clock. But I suppose that would mean that we must apply lunch to our visitors, which might have its own ramifications. Yeah. So I don't know. I agree with Mr. South that even if we had two from each discipline, there it's many people and there's many hours that might be required. So please assist us in that direction, Ms. Ngwenya.
I was thinking that instead of starting at 10, can't we start at 9?
There's a proposal. We've stuck to 10 because that was the agreement, basically, but there's a proposal that we make an extra effort on this particular day.
Only when we are on the weekend coming back to Parliament that becomes difficult to do at the time. But now when we are here, at least the buses are earlier buses than later. So the buses are at 7 o'clock.
Thank you very much for that. So on the Wednesday, the 11th, we'll start at 9 until lunchtime. We will, as per usual, direct our correspondence to the DG and the minister, and hopefully they will send people that will be able to talk to the subject. Closer to the time, we can strategize and exactly what our objectives are, or what our minimum objectives are. There might be a lot, but there should always, in every interaction, be at least a minimum objective that we want to achieve. And as time comes, we'll get into the detail. We'll do our own caucusing before the meeting starts, a day or two before. So let's not get into what is it that we want to achieve now, but we can debate what is it that we want to achieve. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I just want to ask a point of clarification, Mr. Chair. I don't know whether I've read this correctly, but I remember proposing that we get Dr. Julia Kalanetti on South Africa. It would be interesting to have her before this briefing, because I think it will give us a very good basis, because I know specifically the Child Justice Act comes into effect on the 10th of April next 2010, and it'll be because it's intersectoral. It'll be interesting to know how far these people are putting structures in place to for the readiness of the Act. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
It was one of the things that we removed from the program so that we could meet once a week, but we could request in writing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying in the context of this, the meeting of the because I think it's an important briefing, an incredibly important briefing. It would be interesting just to get that view from South Justice activists and academics around that area, and specifically that lady, Dr. Galanetti, who's an expert on that. Just before that, Mr. Chair, I'm just proposing, if we can put it in.
Okay.
Thanks.
I think we'll take note of that, and then depending on how the year pans out, if we, for instance, feel comfortable that we could squeeze the Tuesday in, let's say, and meet on Tuesday, and it doesn't affect our attendance, we will do that. So we have a briefing with her or a session with her on Tuesday in preparation for the department on the Wednesday. But of course, it will depend on how our availability is. So we will take note of that. But if members can continuously remind us at the time, and we just assess our availability, would that be fine? All right. So with those amendments, we will then except that this is our program for this year of 2009.
Just before we move off the subject, just raise two other aspects for consideration for next year's program, because I sometimes feel that we don't always think about what we're going to be doing in future. And that is that early in the new year and before Parliament gets busy, I think we should go on a fairly substantive program of this to centres, say for about a week or so, which would give us the opportunity then to look very carefully at a series of different facilities, and that at some time early in the new year, we have a session at which we look at the Correctional Services Act. And I mention this in the light of what the Minister said yesterday about possible changes to the medical parole, about other, I think, unintended consequences that we pick up during inspections of facilities. By that time, I think we should have formulated an idea about how we deal with awaiting trial detainees, and look at the sections in the Act that relate to awaiting trial detainees, so that we actually have a time when we can apply our minds collectively to the Act, to where the Act needs amendment, because it takes a long time to amend an Act, as you know, and it might be that if we start the work early in the new year, it will only be towards the end of the five-year session that we actually manage to effect those amendments that we have identified. So I would recommend that at some point early in the new year we have a session that's specifically looking at the Act and its possible deficiencies and possible areas for improvement.
I don't see anybody disagreeing with that proposal. So our own kickstart for 2010 would be site visits during, I suppose, the training week that we normally have. We'll try and put in site visits and then a session to look at the Act in totality and analyze it. That's just the beginning. We just don't want to run away too much of 2010, but just so that for our own planning we have that. Mr. Peter?
Yeah. This problem of overcrowding, I think there have been a number of trials here and there by the department. This pilot project that the one started someone, this one of having a senior official from the correctional services, senior official from the police, and senior official from the NPA. I would like that, though we didn't discuss it with your input, I think we would like that we have to look at it again, because it's quite an effective understanding of what was being done there, which is important for the prison, and they are doing that effectively. Because if we cannot bring together just working, but looking at people who have been arrested together, we won't solve the problem of overcoming them. And they assess the person when he's being arrested, whether that person is it right that he must go to the court of law or not, so that he must expiate himself. That helps a lot. Somebody is arrested for stealing bread or for stealing a bottle of water, send to a court of law. Really. But now, if these three meet the norm, divert this individual. So they discuss the three of them. But it must be senior officials, not an ordinary member. They must be senior members, that they can take a decision and authority. It has been applied. Somewhere, I'm not sure whether it's Malanga, there is another area where they have applied very effectively. And I thought it was Kimberley, one way, it's Kimberley, so they're doing that. Very, very effective.
I'm wondering, just following up from yours, and I really don't want us to open up the devil in the detail. Is it not maybe necessary for us to spearhead at least a joint portfolio committee meeting in the first instance before we go to officials and instruct officials of other portfolio committees? So I think what we will attempt to do is in that first period, we remember we're talking about early 2010, and it could combine with Mr. South looking at the Act as well, that we ask for the portfolio committee of justice and the portfolio committee of police and ourselves to have a session. Okay. Thank you very much. I want to move away from the program. The program that adopted Cindy and I will then work on the basis of that in terms of our planning up to the first few weeks in 2010. Thank you very much. I asked my secretary, and it's not for discussion, but I think it's an important principle that I seek clarity on. I asked my secretary to distribute a letter from, I think the top letter would be request for assistance. She's just distributed the whole pack. I received this yesterday from the Speaker's office, and there seems to have been quite a bit of correspondence last year, or the last term, and flowing over to, have you distributed? Okay. Flowing over to this term. I received it yesterday out of the press. So I thought for me, the way I want to operate is that we would all have this, have a look at it, and make our comment. It doesn't have to be today. But it seems to me in my brief reading that there are aggrieved prisoners or aggrieved people that are saying that they are being unfairly treated and called upon the Speaker to summon the whole world to come and explain and answer. The Speaker, in his wisdom, sent it to us. So I'm giving it to you to look at. The least we have to do is to acknowledge. The least that I'm going to have to do is acknowledge. And I'm proposing that I acknowledge, saying we've received it, we'll process it and come back to you with lots of detail later on. I think that's my proposal that I'm putting on the table. But associated with that, you know, we did say earlier this year that this program is a guide, but it is flexible. If tomorrow there's a prison riot at wherever, Mpumalanga, we cannot say our program doesn't accommodate that, even if it means a delegation of this committee goes there. My question is, because I'm sure it will come to me, my question is there a basic principle that we want to follow in that delegation? Because we also don't want anybody going and then talking as if you're talking on behalf of the committee. So if there's a need for us to up and out, and even if we're on constituency meetings, are there minimum people that I could phone and say, look, this has come to my attention, we need to go there, can you help us and form this firefighting committee for now, and we'll come back and report to the full committee when we're in session, as opposed to the chairperson going on his own. I would rather have more than one individual. I just need you to give me direction in terms of how do we set up that firefighting committee for that day or for that period so that we come back, give you a full report, and we all go. First of all, is that the route to go? And if it's the route to go, give us guidance. Let's take Mr. Fitz and then Mr. Fitzgerald and anybody else.
Thanks, Mr. Chief. I just want to caution the committee again. You know, Wildcat, you know, we get our things to say at Groenpunt in the Free State, there are 100 bodies buried, and you get a very serious letter, and you really run to Groenpunt, and you get the police to pick up the place, and there's not a single body found. I'm just cautioning, I'm not suggesting, and I'm not cynical about it. I'm just saying I think we need to appraise every kind of request or any kind of complaint very carefully. And I think the principle that applies, should apply here, Mr. Chair, is that whether the internal or internal remedies have been kind of exhausted, and of course, the people who have a particular mandate to look after the treatment and conditions in prison is the Office of the Inspecting Judge. And whether that has been referred to them, they have a very big structure that deals with complaints. I'm just making that point. Because there's a tendency from inmates, and very, very learned inmates who are attorneys who directly send the stuff to the president and to the Human Rights Commission, to everyone. And eventually it comes to the Office of the Inspecting Judge. I'm just making that comment. So I think perhaps one must just appraise it carefully before we jump onto planes and come there. And there's a person called Queenie who will always be there in our minutes. You will see for the next 5 years. I'm just making sure we will run to lots of planes and you come there. It's an absolute joke. So I'm just cautioning us about that. Thanks, Mr. Chief.
Yeah, I think I agree.
you know, inmates, you know, when we are in prison, you'll always have a complaint to make. Even if it's a dirty complaint, you'll make it. Because the mere fact that you are in prison. So, my suggestion for that is that, firstly, the inspecting charge has that structure. That people who are collecting complaints every day, who are deployed in this place, right, in the country, by the inspecting charge. That's one. This is the IPD. Secondly, we, rather than sending people delegation, use a member who is in that process, any member with that problem, to consult with the IPVs there in that area. See, are you aware of this case? They will come and report, or you can go and investigate rather than sending a delegation, you know, because there are financial constraints on this problem.
Thank you. Mr. Nguyen and then Ms. Mudaka.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, Chairperson, the inmates are very clever and they know the law more than us when they're in fact. But when they make the wrong things outside, they don't know anything about the law. So we need to be careful on the inmates that are doing like this one. And I like to support the members, because if we can start this on one inmate, that means all they will write for another inmate in the prison that this is what I've done. Then the committee rush. Therefore, we're going to leave our program always rushing to their program. I'll support Baba Fisher by the IPV. To get the information from them. Last year, we were getting a report that there was an inmate that is sick, and that inmate doesn't get a parole. We go there with member Greg. Then the Baba Fisher said that we used to send the members that are staying in that constituency. When we go there to the Sun City, we find that that person is not arrested. That person is in the trial. And we find that our act doesn't give us powers in terms of assisting this trial on his parole. But what we've done, we use this IPVs to assist us, then they able to apply for the sick parole for this person. They apply both sick parole and the bail because that person didn't have a bail. But when this thing came, both the bail and the parole, and the court started to say further investigation, why this person is applying both, why didn't apply once. That means he wanted to run away. So, in short, Chairperson, we need to be careful for the inmate for their letters that they write, because they're frustrated with their sentence and use us. And sometimes we find that they don't want even to listen to the members that they're working with inside in the center. They want to control. They want to be the bosses of the prison. And once we started to Vanessa Kanjalo, you find the staff now getting difficulties to say the committee is saving the inmate than us. So we need to be careful in terms of the letters like this one, I think. And maybe we need to get how this letter get out from the prison. Maybe we need to get that. Is this letter coming straight from the prison or... He was writing this letter, giving to somebody else to bring it here. Because even that one is dangerous for us if this letter doesn't have the stamp that is coming from the prison that must come to the speaker. I think.
Okay.
Thank you, Kateri. Much as we always refer to the past tense, we were not there. I didn't read this letter yet, but I was of the view of showing our seriousness as this portfolio committee in national or at national level to send a delegation of two, and we weigh these letters. That doesn't mean that each and every letter that we receive, we must attend it or send a delegation. We must weigh the letters that we receive and we send a delegation to show our seriousness. We must not always refer our problem to the past tense. We were not there, all of us. We are new. We must use our I don't want to say, our senses or what you may put it the way in a correct way. But what I'm trying to stress that this is a new term. This is we are under a new president. So we must try to show our seriousness to this committee. We must try to be very, very serious and weigh these letters. I'm not saying we must. If there are 10 letters in front of us, no, let's rush and go and send a delegation to Eastern Cape, to Western Cape, to wherever. We must try to weigh these letters and show our seriousness and say, we have made this follow-up. We attended this case in this way. So this is what we have seen. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I actually agree with you. Darker about what she just said. I think you have to exercise a degree of judgment on a case-by-case basis because, as the professor said, there are people with a lot of time on their hands to write letters and they can invent incidents. But on the other hand, there may very well be incidents or there may be truth lying behind these things, and I think we have a responsibility to look into them carefully. I'm always reminded of the story of Sue van der Merwe's late husband, who was once approached by somebody he thought was a complete madman called Dirk Coetzee, and he was telling him about the story about his farm in the Eastern Transvaal where they trained killers and so on. And he thought this man was a complete lunatic, and he didn't take it any further. But that was fluff. And if he'd taken it seriously, he would have found out about it a lot sooner than it was found out about. So, you know, sometimes as bizarre and as outrageous as a story seems, sometimes there's truth in it that you need to go and investigate. The skill is worth getting the judgment right about where is somebody, you know, pushing the envelope and where is somebody really coming up with something that is serious. In answer to your question, I mean, I think there are individual visits. We are, as members of the Portfolio Committee, allowed to visit correctional facilities at any time. And I think one of the ways in which we can increase and spread the oversight role of this committee is if we go individually, as we requested by our constituents or by our constituents' families, to go and see for ourselves. And typically what I've done in the past is I've gone to see the inmate, found out what the inmate wants, and then ask the head of the centre, can I now go and have a look at the rest of the facility while I'm here? And then what typically as we've had in the past, and I'm sorry to refer to the past, but is that we then submit a report for the information of the committee just so that the committee can find out what's going on in that particular facility. Then there's the question that you raised about an ad hoc delegation. And I think that's a very, very important thing that we have to be able to do at short notice, precisely because of the sorts of things that you have indicated. There's an incident. Remember, at Krugersdorp, when those inmates were killed, we put together a delegation very quickly. We went to Krugersdorp while the bloodstains were still on the cell walls, and we were able to then interdict it right, you know, when it was fresh in people's minds, and we were able to get then a much better account of what happened then. I would suggest that if we do put together a delegation, that we try wherever possible to ensure sure that there is least representatives of all the parties that are represented on this committee. But obviously, if they can't be there, then they can't be there, and the delegation must go ahead without them. And then, obviously, there's a formal portfolio committee visits that are scheduled and that go off and do our scheduled visits. But if we adopt that sort of modus operandi, I think we should be able to cater for all contingencies.
No, you know, I don't comment. I didn't go through these letters, but I just peruse. For me, I think I will align myself also with Honorable Mzaga that, you know, we need to take, I think we need to, as the committee, we need to, when there's a problem, we need to tackle it. We cannot say, let's wait for it was done, because this letter, it seems as if it comes from the previous term over to us. So we need to take consequence of that. We must take note of this letter. And we need to visit the center, or we need to see what is happening with this. We need to know what is happening. Because I didn't go through, it seems as if yesterday we mentioned something in our speeches, some of us, of the parole. That is why I think we need to go, what is exactly the problem that is in this letter? Is the inmate requesting a parole or whatever? So we need to see what it is. For me, I didn't go through the letter because we just received it now. When I go through the letter, then I will be able to say what is it all about. Thanks.
That's at the end. Just on the principles you're talking about, it doesn't help you specifically.
Sometimes there are certain unfinished work of the last year, last year. So it is necessary, therefore, to look into it. And we shouldn't say this is for the last term, and we have to look at the unfinished work of the last term. Thank you very much.
You'll be the last one in Dhaka, and then you take it.
Thank you, Chairperson. Much as Honorable Self saying when you are sending a delegation, it must be comprised of the political parties that are here. But I have a problem with the political parties that are here in this committee. A very, very serious problem. Since we have started here, I never see all these written parties that are written here. Only three parties who are attending this committee, that is COPE, DA, and ANC, that is all. I was very, very surprised even yesterday when I saw the other parties debating what they don't know, because they were never I attended this committee. I was going to ask Chairperson that what happened to those political parties that doesn't attend this committee. It is worse when you are talking of a standing delegation of this multi-party committee. Are we going to, if we come to the decision that we must send the delegation, are we going to involve the parties that are written here, that is the ghost parties in this committee? Secondly, or lastly, Chairperson, by saying we must not always refer to the past term, I wasn't saying that we mustn't, because it's an ongoing since 1994 with the correctional service, but to other things. We must not always refer to the past that we used to do this and that. I wasn't, you know, saying that. I didn't mean it that way. My apologies if I was wrong. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right.
Thanks. We said quite a few things. The first thing that we are saying is that as individual members of this committee, we have the right, and in fact we should encourage each other to go and pay site visits. You will come back when we reconvene and give us a written report, so that if it's a committee matter, then we all are on par and we then take a decision. I think that's the first thing that we have done. The committee will then process the report that has come from the individual that was at a particular area. The second thing we are saying is that we should utilize the agencies or whatever that are there. You are there, go and have a look, come back to us. Doesn't mean that if you've had a look, we are not going to have a look as well, but we should be using them as a front line. The last thing that we are saying is that if the need arises, hopefully it doesn't in our term, but if a need arises that some of us must get up and go, that we would try and be as multi-party as possible in the context of active members here. Mm. Active members here. Nothing stops the ACDP from joining us if they hear about it, but we're not going to solicit them specifically, or if they're not here, we feel that we've done a disservice to them. But we will do it in that fashion, try and accommodate as many people as possible. The final point I think I need to make is that unfortunately there's other parties that have one or two people, and they will always participate in debate. I'm thinking of the Minority Front, for instance. They participate in every debate, and yet they clearly not at all those meetings. So, yeah, I think we need to be as accommodating as possible, but we also need to be practical. We can't send somebody to lead a delegation from this committee who has not even participated or has a sense of what it is that we want to achieve. So we'll be sensitive and balanced, but we don't also want to be accused of barring other people on the basis that they're not here. They're members of parliament, so they should be here. Those are the principles that we will be guided by, and those are the principles that we will fight with each other by if we break them. I think that's what we should be doing. If somebody goes outside of these things, then clearly we should be saying, but now, why are you doing this? But these are the broad guidelines. And again, we're saying they are purely guidelines. We'll weigh everything up as it comes. In terms of this letter, we are meeting on the 8th. Can members just have a look at it, just so that they can give us some indication on the end? That says, look, we have had our own look. We think this thing is something that must be referred. It has, in fact, been referred to the inspecting judge in some of these things that are there, but if it hasn't, we say that. So please apply, I'll get to you. Please apply your mind and then give us guidance. I'll sit on it until the 8th. And then on the 8th, I'll take direction from the committee. Mr. Fisher.
You know, when you are visiting a prison as an individual, it's always better. We usually have, there are some cards that say, correct myself, member of parliament, correct myself. What are those cards? I think all the members must have them. That will help you as an individual if you are going there. Because some prisons will challenge you when you go by the steps rather than.
We'll ask Cindy to try and get these for us. I don't know how long it takes, but so that at least we can all have these things and it gives us access. Thank you very much, sir.
Having said
that, members, I would want to then close the meeting. Cindy, in terms of the briefing of these two institutions, are you going to give us supporting documents closer to the time, or do we have to go and read somewhere? What direction do you give to the briefing? They might not be working. But where do we read up? Okay. We'll ask Cindy to prepare something on the NCCS, but she says the annual report will assist us as well. We might not get correspondence from these two agencies because of short notice. So can we ask members just to prepare so that we have an intelligent discussion with these people? The annual report, Cindy will also try and prepare something. But the onus is on members of parliament to read. The onus is on members of parliament to read. And so until next week.